All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
5 o'clock, great to have you. The godfather of sports radio, Mr. Michael Stone, joining us today because Rico threw an eclipse party.
Mm-hmm.
We had our fun with that earlier, which is just, I want to apologize on behalf of humanity. People stopping traffic, people taking days off of work. We're living idiocracy.
But if you liked it, let us know why you took off work or did whatever the hell you did to see the sky go dark for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I can't help you there. But what we're really talking about, we've talked some Tigers. And I understand. You know, the opinion of this show, I think Mike agrees with me on this. I know the other shows don't. It's just, yes, they're 6-3. They're impossible to watch. And the offense looks exactly like last year, which was bottom three in the sport. These are the worst teams in baseball that you've opened up with. I have no qualms about winning those games. You play who's on the schedule, but I don't have to respect it. And this offense, after an offseason where they refused to go out and make meaningful acquisitions to help the young players, and following a draft where my head exploded, where you took a high schooler instead of a college-ready bat who broke camp with the Rangers, are you enjoying this? I mean, 6-3 and smarmy, do whatever you like. Do you really look forward to watching this team? Because in the 9-inning games, forget about where they're handing you a runner on second and you're facing the 11th pitcher on the roster. In the 9-inning games, you shut out, 1-run, 2-1 win, 1-0 win, shut out, 3-2 win. It's impossible to watch.
The problem is, you know, you mentioned this today, the third worst offense in baseball last year. And in baseball, maybe more than any other sport, they always say water finds its level.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't improve the water quality, the level's not going to – this is what they were last year. So we can't expect it to get much better. Now, in fairness, we thought, and I'm sure they thought that – now, granted, like I said, it's only 9 games – that Green – he does have 3 home runs, but Green and Carpenter and Torkelson, they would ascend as they did at the end of last year, basically.
But here's the flaw. The flaw is you play 7-on-9 every night. Parker Meadows cannot hit, and Javi Baez is Bernie Lomax.
He can't hit either.
He's a dead guy.
Yeah.
And that's why, bottom of the order, not on first. So my point is, it's a flawed concept to think that the other 7 guys are going to be so good that I can give away 2 spots. Now, if you want to tell me Parker Meadows has to play because he can play Gold Glove center field, fine. But it doesn't fix the other part of it. Think about how many free outs. You get 27 in a game. I'm basically taking the field with 20 outs in a 27-out game. You're asking your pitchers to do way too much. And the only pitcher that I know in my heart is going to be Cy Young caliber is Tarek Skubal. Everything else, I'm in wait-and-see mode. And I told you, if my 8 is my 4 or my 5, I'll live with it. He's got a track record.
He's always bad in April, but he gets better. He'll eat innings. Fine. I never wanted Flaherty. I got no belief in Mize. Believe it when I see it. Like, the pitching will be fine because it always seems to be fine. They do great work with their arms. And Scott Harris, tip of the cap, he can build a bullpen. He continues to impress me by finding bullpen arms. But as far as this nonchalant, laissez-faire attitude about offense, or even worse, smartest guy in the room, I'm Brad Pitt, this is going to work. I can't. I want to enjoy the product, and I want to have a fun summer, and I want to win the Central. And I don't feel like they want to do the same thing.
Right. You're right.
I think they're playing for 2026, and I am so tired of that in this city. But, hey, we got crazy puffs at the stadium. Sure, Wojo's thrilled.
Look, if they would have gotten some other bats, Cano would have been fine as a complimentary guy.
Agree.
Because he gets on base. But if you have nothing else, he shouldn't be your DH.
When they doubled down, taking a high schooler in the draft, and then not signing a legitimate high-end bat, that told me a lot about this season. And I still think they'll have a winning record, maybe 82, 83 wins. But I don't think they're going to win the division. And for me, that's a real bummer. It's been a decade since this team has given these people something to cheer about. That's not right.
These people?
Yeah, the people of Detroit. You know, like, oh, I know. Okay, I see what he's doing. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I apologize.
It's okay.
Where is it? I don't even know where that is on my board anymore. Hold on. Nope, not that one. Where is it? Mike, I got to. Oh, here it is. There you go. Yeah, a classic. Sorry, I got
thank
like 100 of these things on here. All right, let's go to the callers. Nathan has been very patient. He's going to lead off the 5 o'clock. What's up, Nate?
Yeah, man. Well, just a couple. Mike Stoney, good to be on with you.
Thank you.
Just to throw it out there, for one, you guys watch hockey that is effectively whale dookie, and I understand it's your job. You guys watch the Tigers, who are terribly, they're not very entertaining. And the Pistons, who are effectively one of the worst teams to ever hit the hardwood, and you're talking trash about people going out to watch a scientific marvel, a phenomenon that only lasts 3 minutes. My boss let me walk outside to watch something. I'm a science guy. I have a bachelor's in horticulture. I'm a science guy. But still, I'm just saying. Being a science guy, I walked out there. I watched it. What's the big deal about watching something that you might not ever see again in your lifetime?
So let me ask you a question. First of all, I want to congratulate you. I don't think I've ever heard the phrase whale dookie. So cheers. That's
yes,
fabulous.
And if you consider hockey whale dookie, I think there's something wrong with your
manhood. No.
Wait. I'm a season ticket holder for the Flint Firebirds, for one. Number two. They put the priority patch on, and they've been the garbage patch ever
right.
since.
So, Nate, I want the review, though.
I need the review of the eclipse, because I was just in disbelief. People were stopping traffic and taking days off of work. So go ahead. You got to experience it. Was it worth it?
Now, you're right. Now, stopping traffic is one thing. You know, my boss was cool enough to let us walk outside and see something we might not be able to see for the rest of our lives. I remember in second grade holding up paper plates, you know what I mean? So, like, getting to go outside with glasses and see it was kind of cool, you know, and my boss was cool enough to let us do it. Might not ever see it again with that much coverage. But what I'll tell you is, review-wise, I mean, yeah, it was what it was. You saw, a God's thumbnail, right? So it was that. But really, I couldn't not do it. Now, that being said, I am a Detroit Tigers fan, Pistons fan, obviously Lions fan, but, I mean, I've been told that I'll die on my knees in front of a TV watching Detroit sports at one point in time. But that being said, like, this is a scientific phenomenon. You know what I mean? Like, it's the equivalent of guys saying, like, you know, I don't wear lotion because it's for girls, or I don't, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it doesn't make you sound tough to say you didn't go look at it.
Nate, understand. Listen, I'm not in that line of work. I just shoot you straight. Like, I'm at a point in my life, I'm me. I'm not for everybody. I've just lost the ability to care. I just shoot you straight.
Wait till you're my age.
I fear for when I'm your age. The point is, you can do whatever you want to do. It's a free country. You can do it. You can enjoy it. And I can say, I think you're out of your mind. And we just move on. It's not personal. I don't understand what the big deal about the sky going dark for 30 seconds was. You can call it a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon. I call it 9 o'clock at night every night. It's dark out. I don't care. Oh, but the birds don't chirp. Doesn't affect me. I'm in a studio. I don't care.
It's the way some people feel about great art. Like, you can't, you go to a museum and these people stare at a painting for like 3.5 hours. I'm sitting there, what?
Can't help you.
Yeah.
Now listen, I don't think people should be throwing tomatoes at that stuff. Just because they're upset about oil or whatever they're protesting, but not for me.
Look, as I said earlier in the program, everybody has their mishigas, which is a Yiddish word meaning their stuff. Me, it's spending ridiculous amounts of money to see Springsteen across the country.
But you're watching performative art.
That's true.
You're not staring at the sky incurring eye damage. There's a difference.
That's true.
You're also like, you just got done seeing Springsteen. Now, I know you're a bit of a whack. You've seen him 500 times. The point is, you just saw him in Las Vegas.
Yes.
That's an investment in your life.
Yes.
Stopping traffic on Telegraph for an eclipse. Rico Beard skipping his radio show to throw an eclipse party in Sugar Creek, Ohio. Unacceptable. Not the same.
You guys have to have the mayor of Sugar Creek, Ohio on the show tomorrow. That's what I got.
Honestly, I picked the most random. I know he went to Ohio. I picked the most random place because I actually know someone from Sugar Creek.
Okay.
It's like a tiny armpit dairy farming town south of Akron.
Ooh.
Not great. Not ideal. 248-539-9797. What small town is your favorite? All right, we'll get to more of your calls coming up next. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, to the people. See what everybody's got to say. And I do want to ask you, Stoney, later in the hour. We're going to take you to Tiger Baseball, by the way, right up to 610. I want to ask you about Calipari. I know it's not local. I know people here don't care. I'm fascinated by it.
Hey, just don't ask him while he's walking his dog.
I actually, see, I'm a weirdo. I agree with it. Yeah. You people didn't want him there. You wanted him gone. You know what you don't have the right to do? Go anywhere near his home and bitch at him or ask him to answer your question. You didn't want him.
Right. Those reporters are going to do what they're going to do.
You know what? Wait for the press conference. I just don't get the whole walking his dog thing. Also, it looked like a baby carriage. What kind of dog is in a baby carriage? Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Excellent.
So I called a couple of weeks ago, and now we've seen 9 games of the Tigers. So I kind of want to just give my thoughts, see what you guys think. So we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but we'll talk about it again. This team isn't going to win the World Series. And it's upsetting to see that they didn't go out and make a big signing, and we're seeing that in the first 9 games. There's no big bats in the lineup right now, and it's frustrating to watch as a baseball fan, as someone that wants to see, you know, homers and guys getting on base, guys scoring. But it's just, as you guys mentioned earlier in the show, it's a product of baseball as a game. It's unfair. The salary, no salary cap just kills teams, and the Tigers are doing what they can. They've got 3 guys I want to point out that they're basically banking on, and they're not going to spend more money. They have Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and Kerry Carpenter. if those guys do what we expect them to do or what the, you know, scouts expect them to do, then this is a pretty good lineup. Right now, I think just Carpenter is really showing out, but it's only 9 games. So I have a lot of faith for the rest of the season in this roster, especially offensively. I think the pitching is actually solid. I won't even get into it.
Oh, because you're right.
But I think they're basically looking at if these guys can reach their potential, then it's a good team. And they
Chris,
just,
can I challenge one thing? And it's nothing absolutely. To do with what you just brought up. But when you say they're doing all they can, that's where I just don't I don't buy that. And here's why. I have no designs. I don't think it's responsible. I don't think it's appropriate. They should not have a top 10 payroll. Okay? I'm not asking for that.
Sure.
A league average payroll is about 160. They're 55 million short of that. Now, if you say, Mike, fine, you're cherry picking, then forget 160. Can I get to 140? But Chris, how about this? Spend what it takes for me not to look at 3 or 4 dead spots in the lineup. That's all, Chris.
I agree.
You know, like,
I think
it just frustrates me because it's like, it feels like guys like you and me want it more than the owner. And it's like, come on, man. Don't tell me you spent the money on a scoreboard and you can't give me a guy. Like, fine. If JD didn't want to be here, fine. Find someone else, but like, give Colt Keith help. Give Torkelson help. Give Riley Green help. You can't give him Matt Vierling. That's not good enough.
I'm with you. I think I completely agree. It's like you've got these young guys that, you know, very likely will become all-stars, but there's nothing, there's no help. I mean, Kana's doing what he can, and he's having a pretty solid start, but it's not the answer. I will say that the biggest problem that I see is sticking with Javi Baez.
Yes.
I think at this point, like, cut him or send him down because he's a waste of time.
And again, every night you're taking the field 8-on-9.
Yeah.
At a minimum, even if he's right. buried in the bottom of the order and you don't have a great offensive night, you have 24 outs. The other team's got 27. It's not right.
You can't carry a $25 million designated fielder.
No. No, and Chris is right, but this is the thing. It took them. I mean, Chris, you remember last year, because you always call in about baseball. Like, my head exploded when he would do something stupid. AJ would sit him down, and then he'd bat him clean up the next day. Now, at least we've gotten to the point where he's down in the order. The next step is, by June, if this team actually has a winning record, and if this team wants to show their fans it's serious, by June, you DFA him, and you pay for the postage stamp. That's it. Can't continue. You cannot continue to have this guy up here if it's going to be like this.
I agree, because you're paying $25 million anyway. So you're going to pay for poop on your team or poop not on your team. You're basically paying $25 million for poop either way.
Roberto, timestamp that, and I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time with it. By the way, league average, I was wrong. It's 164.
Oh.
So you're almost 60 million under league average. Come on now. Meet me in the middle, guys. You tell me they couldn't have put another 25 million bucks into this team?
Yeah, they did lose somebody's payroll last year, remember?
yeah, I know. Okay, that was a sarcastic laugh by Mike. I want you to know that. Mike's
sarcastic
in Westland. He's up next. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, gentlemen. Good to talk to you. Bad to talk about the situation with our Tigers here. What's really frustrating to me is you're not seeing the development of the core young players take that next step forward. Instead of developing, Spencer Torkelson looks like the ghost of Rob Deere with, you know, 170 strikeouts, 35 home runs, and an OPS below 8. And it's really frustrating to see them trot, and really boring to your point too, to see them trot out a lineup with one guy with an OPS above 800 in the lineup. One guy. I mean, that's really pathetic. And when you can't give any run support whatsoever to your pitching staff, eventually it's going to deflate or completely collapse. And if you're trying to rehabilitate a young pitcher like a Casey Mize in the rotation, you're never going to rehabilitate him if he knows he's going to go out there and get 1 or 2 runs. He's never going to improve. So I think there's a downward spiral and a downward effect that this is ultimately going to have by trotting out this terrible, wretched lineup every night.
There's no argument. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mike, if you look at a team like the Diamondbacks,
Again, the Diamondbacks bottomed out, but in between they had made the playoffs. Now, they had a lot of young players. But what did they do to kind of spark them? Now, obviously, having a Christian Walker, getting a Lourdes Gurriel, having some bats that, okay, we have a Ketel Marte. Yeah, we're going to bring up Corbin Carroll. Yeah, we're going to bring up some of our young people. But there were established bats in that order.
Well, and can I make one more point, too?
Sure.
I understand what Scott Harris is doing long-term. To your point, this is a 25-26, you know, team that he's looking to win in those years. But when you have an MLB-ready hitter like Wyatt Langford in the draft,
Thank you.
Go and pick a high school kid in Max Clark who might not even be in AAA ball until 25-26, 26-27, that concerns me. And when you have a core of guys that are ready to come up now, you could have brought Langford, who's up on the big league roster with the Rangers,
you,
a World Series team,
correct.
Might add, and you pass up on that for a high school kid?
Yeah,
who has
well,
a high bust rate? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you're right. The part of the reason is, allegedly, is the fact that they could get, with the slot money, they got another player who they believe is going to be a really good player in Kevin McGonigal. So they
yeah, but here's the deal.
Look, I agree
with
you.
I'm with Mike in this regard. You had a college bat. I have always said this. I am not taking high schoolers that high. You have a college-ready bat who, by the way, profiles with 35 home run power.
I know.
There are a lot of people who think Max Clark's going to be a 15 home run hitter.
Right.
Now, that's not the end-all be-all.
No.
You could be a demon. You could have a 900 OPS. You could steal 60 bags. I'm making a point. When you do that, you're telling your fan base, we are not intent on winning. When you pair up the only bat, Carson Kelly, Mark Canna, and a high schooler, versus Wyatt Langford and J.D. Martinez, or Wyatt Langford, Matt Chapman, whatever, pick names. I can't fight callers like that. And you know
no.
I agree with the draft take. I hated what they did there.
I know you did.
They had a gift with Langford fall into their lap. A gift. Golly. And by the way, all of this hinges on Green and Torque being great.
Right. That to me, of what we've seen in the first nine games, yeah, they'd probably be better off with Langford. Yes, they'd be better off maybe not having, you know, kind of whatever. The biggest problem with this team right now is the guys that we count on
stink.
Are not doing anything. Torkelson, as you would say, a college-ready bat a few years ago, except for 3 months last year, blows!
Yeah. Well, and again, the Kerry Carpenter thing, a lot of people get seduced. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was a great story. You know, he's like Luke Voit Jr. He wasn't even buttoning the jersey last year. But here's the one problem. Last 9 weeks of the season last year, he didn't hit a home run. People forget about that part. Like, I don't know that Kerry Carpenter's an answer. I'm happy they're 6-3. But, man, I'm getting a little nervous. This offense is last year all over again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Michael, I...
Yeah, you were giggling in the break, and that doesn't make me very comfortable.
No, probably makes people sad, but we've just basically, you know, the Tigers 9 games. Small sample size. Do we
sure.
agree with that? So thus, 3 games would be a smaller sample size, right?
Yes.
So I went and looked up how Max Clark is doing for the Lakeland Flying Tigers.
Kenny, you should not allow this. You cannot do a 3-game sample size with a high schooler in his first minor league action. Mike.
Even when he's 0 for 11?
No, Mike.
Okay.
Mike, I beg of you. Please don't.
0 for 11?
Please don't do this.
I did see video of him make a great catch the other day. Oh, for 11.
Kenny, I hold you responsible for that grotesque overreaction.
No. Hit the button. No. This is not on me.
Oh, for 11.
Ticket text, please.
Tigers can only beat the worst teams by one run. That's from an unnamed texter. Wenzel Perez is going to save us. Another unnamed. Eclipse was better than watching a Tigers game.
Don't say that. That can't be the case.
I mean, maybe they genuinely like the eclipse, so that could be possible.
Yeah.
What was there to like? Then you must love it every night when it gets dark out.
Well, the difference is the way it happened. It goes from...
The same way it happens every night?
No, but in its... every night it's a gradual deal. This was like, boom, and then it was back to normal. It's something that you never see... Really, that's why.
I don't know. We were in the middle of a segment. I was pretty unaffected.
I understand that.
It's unbelievable. But if you're watching Niagara Falls or the
Indianapolis the Brickyard,
people traveling hours to watch it. I'm going, okay, well, what did you think you were going to see?
There was a plane. Delta had a few flights from Austin to Detroit so you could follow it on the way. It's like, really? Okay, if you're into astronomy and things like that, oh, I get it. It's fun, I guess. I don't know.
All right, Kenny, anything else? And we'll get to the people.
Black top is what I said there. How are you not understanding, Mike? The Tigers and Scott Harris are smarter than anyone in the history of baseball.
That's right. No, that's right. And look, I would hope that they know more. But as sports fans, this is what we do. Okay? And it doesn't mean we're always wrong. All right?
No.
We're going to get things wrong. We're going to get things right. So will they. Where I'll never end up and where I'm uncomfortable in this town right now, and Stoney, maybe you can comment as well. You've had the longest, most successful tenure in town. I've never seen a time where we are turning fans into parakeets like right now, where it is this whole deifying of general managers that haven't brought you a title. It is the strangest thing. The same people that wanted Kenny Holland launched into the eclipse after bringing multiple Stanley Cups. We're treating Brad Holmes like he's Vince Lombardi. We're treating Scott Harris like he's Theo Epstein.
See, but I don't think we are.
Oh, my God, the calls and texts that we get.
Not now.
Not today. No, because today people are seeing actual baseball all offseason. Please, I was a pinata for these people.
I just think in the off season, people are always optimistic. And then when they see the reality of it, look, Troy Weaver went from hero to, you know, he can't get out of town quick enough. It happens.
I still can't believe he's here. I mean, it's on video, him threatening to beat a fan's ass.
And there's been no comment from the Pistons.
We're not going to do this because it's too late. It's sunny. It's 70. It's beautiful out. And I'm not in a bad mood. The Pistons are the most underreported disgrace in sports. Like, the idea that they are going to finish a 3-year span with 5 or 6 more wins than the process Sixers. And they just skate. They skate.
They skate because of apathy.
No, but the national, see, it should be a national thing. When a team in any of the Big Four are this bad, treat it like the Oakland A's. The A's are a total disgrace, and they are reported on as such.
Well, that's because of the fact that they're leaving and all that kind of stuff.
I wish the Pistons would leave.
No.
Is that an option?
No.
Could I get a new version of them? Just give Gores what he wants. It's a 45-minute flight to Vegas. Take the Pistons. Give us Pistons Part 2. I'll even adopt that garbage can robot logo they had in the 50s. Whatever that thing was. I'm in. The lightning bolts on the shorts. We can have the Pistons.
Ron Lee. Yes.
I just don't want these Pistons or that owner.
Okay. But we know how that worked because it didn't work for football for years. And finally, does Gores have any daughters?
What do you mean? Oh, Sheila. So they can inherit the team?
Sheila. You
know? I don't know. I just, look, man, at a certain point, somebody's got to step in and do something. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Let me go to
it's a joke.
Chad, how are you? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Michael. The Mike squared today. Stoney, I was listening live when you said those people in the morning at a golf course job. Oh, God, it's hilarious. Every time I hear it, it cracks me up. You know, one thing I don't understand, I'm not a hockey guy, and I'm the NBA is just not what it used to be. So come April, I'm all in on baseball. And what I don't understand about people this time, and you guys are East Coasters, and maybe Mike has brainwashed me over the 20 years of religious listening every day, but I'm like a New Yorker, especially when it comes to baseball. You get into the month of June and July, and there's nothing but baseball. And you're okay with your team sucking year after year. East Coasters don't put up with this crap. I have extra innings, right? I turned the Yankees game on to see the Blue Jays. Mike Stanton or Giancarlo, whatever the hell his name is, hit a giant grand slam. The place was packed. You could feel the electricity. You watch Red Sox home games. It's packed. You can feel it. I watch a lot of Phillies games. You can feel the energy in the ballpark.
Because the teams – but Chad, it's because those teams are good. When we were good a decade ago, the place was packed. It was a place to be. When the Phillies sucked, you couldn't walk into Citizens Bank Park and they'd pay you to go. I mean, Fenway and Wrigley are different because of the stadiums. And Mike knows over the years when the Yankees were disappointing, especially when they moved into the new stadium and they had those great seats, you'd put on a Yankee game and there's nobody sitting behind the plate because they overpriced them.
Yep.
So, I mean...
But East Coast is speaking, when the team's bad, they're going to let you know, and they're going to let ownership know, we are pissed. Here, no one cares.
Nope.
And that's why... It just drives me nuts, the apathy that people have. And I'll use the Brad Holmes thing. I get so mad at people. I get incensed. You know, I'm like, Mike, I'm different. I'm just cut from a different cloth. And people go, Brad's brought us more than – I'm like, guys, we've done nothing but lose my entire life. One good season. I want more of that. We deserve 5-10 straight years of that after everything we've been through. You're okay with just one? Come on. Yeah. He's not being aggressive enough, and I want more of what we had last year. I want more of it. I don't want to turn into being, I don't want to turn on the DVD of, oh, that was such a great year, and I'm 60, and that was the only bit of it I ever had.
That's the whole point of it is if you don't have a parade, yes, I understand for the Lions, I make a special dispensation.
Because they're building
it so bad for so long. Last year is one of the rare years where I will say it was an absolute success. It was an incredible year. But generally speaking, if you don't win the title, you suck. That's my view on sports. And you'll go, oh, you're a miserable son of a bitch. Well, yeah, kind of. That's just how sports is supposed to be. I'm a Celtics fan. They're 65-10 or whatever it is. DGAF. If they don't have the Larry O'Brien in the trophy case, this year was a disaster.
Even if they get to the finals? I'm asking.
And do what? Tatum pukes all over himself again? Win it. Win it or go to hell. Those are the rules.
Oh, my Lord.
Stoney.
I know.
Don't act now. You may have mellowed a little bit.
I mellowed a little bit.
But you,
yes.
You know.
Yeah.
You can't just be good and fail. No. No. Now, the first year you're good after being horrible, Lions deserve all the praise. But now, here's where we're headed. Any year the Lions don't win the Super Bowl, you failed. You failed. I don't want to hear about good times and feelings and fun.
For the Lions, just get to the Super Bowl.
No, win it. Win it, meteor, fade to black, end.
No, win it, eclipse, fade to black.
Thanks, TJ. All right, Kenny, let's cover all the bases, including things we didn't hit.
Well, we begin with Rico hosting a special watch party. If you remember, the eclipse happened for 30 whole seconds while we were on the air.
That's right.
Rico decided to leave town.
That's right. It's called loser degenerate behavior. Eclipse watching and eclipse parties and taking time off from your job. You're just not a serious person.
It's okay to walk outside for 3 or 4 minutes to watch it.
And if then you're go eight.
Back, and then go back to work. Even if you're an adult, but to do what people did, get on planes, go to Niagara Falls, drive to Ohio, like Rico did, all that kind of stuff is freaking insane.
Kenny, number two.
Well, to add on to what Stoney just said, I don't know if you guys, I think we were in a break when it happened, but I saw when they were covering the eclipse, there was a couple that had a wedding, an eclipse wedding. I saw the bride, the gown, the whole thing. They just had a bunch of friends and family at what looked like a picnic table.
Yeah, good. I hope they're divorced within a year. I hate them both, and I don't even know them.
God. Well, at least it's a cheap way to have a wedding.
We had Stoney's surprising stat with the Tigers and the A's. Stoney, do you want to bring that back?
This one's incredible. You need to listen to Mike Stone about this. It's inconceivable.
The Detroit Tigers, according to first of all, the Detroit Tigers have not won a series at home against the Oakland Athletics since 2016. And if my memory is correct, according to Dan Dickerson, the A's have a record of like 22-4 against the Tigers at Comerica Park in their last 26 games.
It's unbelievable. You could play a little league team. You wouldn't go 22-4. That's incredible. And the A's have been trying to lose essentially for years.
The A's are a little league team.
Playing in Sacramento soon enough, a 10,000-seat minor league park. Kenny, number three.
We did also have a long Tigers conversation about the lack of bats and how Torque and Green are not insulated, and one major league bat might have helped this offseason.
Yeah, and again, 6-3, you're never going to spit on losses, on wins, but it's not fun to watch. And
no.
It's an entertainment product, and it's early. Maybe they score 20 tonight. But I am concerned that the same offense I watched last year is kind of what I'm watching this year. It's really bad.
It's unwatchable. It's frustrating.
Mike, you also brought up you had no way out for the Pistons.
Okay, now understand. It was Wemby or bust last year, and I foreshadowed this. Now, I never, to be totally transparent, my audience, never thought this year would be this bad.
No.
But now that we are here, I have nothing I can offer you. There is no firing, no trade, no enema, no free agent. I have nothing. And I leaned on the Godfather, our next guest, Frankie Avalon. I leaned on you to tell us, what the hell can I sell the listener?
You can't sell them anything. Unless there's some team that is just desperate to get rid of somebody. And no, I don't want Trae Young. Okay? A star, somebody that they've had enough of. That ain't happening. There's nobody good in free agency. When they get in the draft, maybe they'll get lucky. You never know. Sometimes there's a late bloomer who turns into a stud. But it looks really bad.
I offered the one solution I have. You can't extend Cade when you just won 13 games. He's eligible this summer. Do you dare? Now, obviously, Troy Weaver can't be the one to make that move. Do you put Cade on the block? Let somebody else pay him?
Well, you see what you can get for him. That's
you have
the question.
To. You have to.
Yes, a responsible general manager would make some phone calls.
I think at a minimum, you got to decide, is Jaden Ivey or Cade Cunningham the future? Because they can't play together.
It doesn't look that well that they can. It sucks. And by the way, speaking of the Pistons, we did bring up some other numbers about the Pistons that are just unbelievable. Malachi Flynn, who is amazing in one game with 50 points. 50 points.
He won't score 50 the rest of his career.
Well, that's probably true, especially when his next two games,
hate to break
after the 50, he goes 0-12 against an awful Memphis team. And then the following night in Brooklyn, he goes 1-7. Do the math, 1-19 after scoring 50 points. And speaking of math and the Brooklyn Nets, the score was Detroit 103, Brooklyn 94 after a Jaden Ivey bucket with 5:40 left in the game. They were going to get a win. Well, not only did they blow the game, the final score was 113-103. That's right, 103. The Pistons, an NBA team, an alleged NBA team, Cade didn't play, but still, an alleged NBA team, did not score a point in the last 5 minutes and 41 seconds of professional basketball.
Nothing else.
That's all you need to say about the season.
No, nothing else need be said. Kenny, any other commentary?
And we can end on this one because tomorrow we're going to discuss the biggest game the Red Wings have had in maybe a decade.
Game of the millennium.
So for tonight, it's go Leafs, go.
Correct. Leafs
beat the Penguins.
You need the Maple Leafs tonight. Tomorrow, yes. Wings, Caps. It is the biggest game of the Yzerman era. That's inarguable.
Right.
Gotta have it.
Have to, and it's at home.
Do they get this done?
Yes, they win this game, and then after that, I don't.
Is this a Stoney money back guarantee wager?
It's probably.
I didn't know that was a thing.
No, because my money back guarantee wager, I won on South Carolina yesterday.
Oh wow! Congrats.
Okay, but I'm going completely off the board today. I'm making the spread larger and taking UConn minus 13.5.
Enjoy 1986 basketball tonight. Two bigs
yes.
right now. Tiger baseball. Great job by Stoney.
Yes, indeed.
Rico back from
here.
Space tomorrow.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.